thinking when you came up with the notion of Jamie's Kitchen?
It was about 7, 8 years old. First of all, I'd had a conversation with, when we first moved to London, one of Juliet's best friends was working with sort of problem kids, should we say. They were kind of basically very erratic, quite aggressive, and sort of hard to sort of pin down. And the only time they really shined was when they were sort of taking apart a scooter, which they probably nicked, and or cooking, because they could eat it. And it just sort of put a little seed in my head of probably little dreams and nothings that probably I thought would never happen. And of course, as the years went on, I fell more and more in love with my job. I felt very blessed with the people I had the chance to work with and the people that had taken me under their wing and taught me. You know, teaching is such a beautiful thing, really. And nothing can make you feel richer and more confident as a person than someone having taught you something that you can do yourself.
Yeah, you had mentors who taught
mentors
you
was the key.
So you kind of set yourself up in that situation to give these children, who were without hope, basically, some hope.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I think I don't think any of the kids were disadvantaged. I think, you know, a few of them had some pretty rough times. And most of the kids were actually just regular, really nice, sort of young, unemployed kids, which I felt when I was choosing them out of the thousands had a little spark in their eye for whatever.
They all so that's how you chose them? Yeah, we wanted that to have a spark?
Yeah, they weren't disadvantaged. They were just raw, young talent.
But you put your own money into this, didn't you? You backed this dream, this project, with your own cash. Was there ever a moment where you thought it might go broke?
Yes, about every day of last year. It was pretty stressful. I knew I had to put my own money into it because I think if you try and borrow be lent or given things, it doesn't become the dream that you want it to become. It always becomes someone else wants a little PR payoff for something, this, that and the other. I initially went in for 400 grand and some help from the London Development Agency. And as the months went on, I was committed and, you know, more and more money. More and more money. And it was really weird because, you know, the funny thing I don't understand about building is that why do people never say, look, Parky, it's gone up by 50 quid, mate, all right? I just thought I'd let you know that so when I send the invoice in. But it was like my accountant was having that conversation and going, it's gone up by 250 grand. eventually it went up to 1.8 million squid and I had me a office guarantoring the business and it was messy, yeah.
It put the lot on the line.